Welcome to Rusak Gamers. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers episode 36, aka Flames of Gold 16. In the aftermath of last time's dock brawl, the lion is dead, Dumas is in our custody, and that selfsame Dumas knows who the assassin is. Since Todd is back, he establishes some facts tonight with Madrawder. We also need to find a way to get out and talk to the Admiral. Comments, critiques, and complaints go to 502-4141-RUE, which is 502-4141-7666. Or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com, or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at our blog, podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh, now it's a burden? Oh, I'm sorry we forced you to do
it's it. It's always been a burden. It's always been a burden.
Oh, is it a job now, could... Roy?
It's always been a job. Actually, no, it's better now than it was the first month. Oh, God. Learning audacity.
How did this become our fault?
I don't know.
When you started making fun of me?
I was trying to get you, Martha!
Oh, no, after that. I
said, why didn't you post it? You went,
oh, because of the I took Thanksgiving off.
And you started giving me grief. So don't make me throw beer at you. Well, we know that'll never happen.
Yeah, come on.
It's more likely to hit the ceiling.
Look, that happens one time. One time, Doug.
That's all it's
and it was only water.
Way to go there, Jeffy boy. Way to go.
I'm Roy.
Jason.
Todd.
Jeff.
Doug.
Bill.
Yay.
And we're waiting on Joe.
I'm through waiting.
Joining us through the wonders of Skype.
Wonders of modern technology.
A whole subsidiary of Microsoft Corporation.
So who wants to recap last week for Todd since he couldn't be with us?
Oh.
As he gave in to Consumer Day.
That's right.
Consumerism.
Well, why don't we...
Running down the list here.
Oh, did you take a...
We can fill some stuff in. Uzgul attempted to get Madrawder to leave without the ship. Ethan started some rumors to lure in the lion. Briggs goes off to find Fancy Pants Dumas and bring him back to the ship. Dumas comes back to the ship where Talithel and Uzgul pull him aside. Uzgul tries to make a side deal. Gorgon's Head and Red Devil's ship... for the freedom of Madrawder.
Yeah,
Ethan and Briggs confront Mace about the ID of the lion. Uzgul then goes to meet with Flint. We all meet up at the docks where Mace IDs Dumas as the lion.
Oh!
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, wait a minute.
And a brawl ensued.
Okay.
Yeah, that needs to be unpacked.
Yeah, we need to unpack that a little bit. Uzgul is going to go and talk to Flint directly and tell him that...
Tell
Flynn he's going to offer up himself and say, I'm going to go. But he's also going to use Laura Mace. He's going to drop Mace on Flynn. Because that has not been revealed yet, and I didn't reveal it to Fancy Pants. All right, so in the meantime, they grab Mace, because Mace is the only one who's heard the voice.
Since
because you weren't here.
You and your damn TV.
It was all Todd's fault. So they go... They go to the docks to meet with Fancy Pants because Roy gets hired to with another fella, Leo.
Leo.
Well, we're not going to meet Fancy Pants. We're
the lion.
Yeah. Leo. So Leo meets.
No.
See, Leo. Leo met Roy in the bar and hired him to help him escort some big muckety muck back to the fleet. The muckety muck, of course, is Dumas.
Okay.
So he comes back, has a conversation with us, nothing. Which was the funny part because Ethan's sitting there talking to
Cole
and going on about, and he says, you got a job, we got to do this. He goes, no, I'm meeting with this guy, Leo. And Ethan goes, Leo? You mean the guy's name is Leo? What's he look? And what's he doing? And he goes on, and he's like, we're trying to get the lion. We've got to kill the lion. He goes on and on about the lion. And then... And Cole, at the end of the whole conversation, like 5 to 15 minutes, just telling him you know, this is the goal. This is what we're doing. He goes, okay, but what are we going to do about the lion?
Now, the whole time he has been playing it drunk.
Yeah, it was really funny. So anyway.
Even through a little bit of slurring.
I tried.
Yeah, so.
Method acting.
Yeah, method acting. So he goes off to the docks. Uh-huh. They take Mace.
Cole goes off to the docks.
To meet with Leah.
Ethan and
Briggs
go to the docks as well.
And Talitha.
Ethan, Briggs, Talitha all go to the docks also. I'm like ahead or behind.
Well, no, Briggs went and got Dumas and brought him to Red Sky Morning. And that's where the conversation between the dwarf and Dumas took place.
So I said, well, let's go. So we go. So we got, you got Ethan.
So Dumas and Uskul had to go back to the room that Dumas had been occupying to get his notes. So he got late to the dock, where, upon arriving,
Mace and Leo at this time, he's like, well, what's your name? And Leo's like, and not saying anything. And he had convinced Mace to ID the guy, but failed the role.
Right.
So Mace was just going to identify somebody.
And he did.
And he ID'd Dumas. So I'm sitting there trying to get on the boat with Dumas to take me over there so I can save Senzio. Mm-hmm. Mace goes, that's the guy. And I still think he said that's the guy. That's okay. My character, it doesn't matter. I heard it as, that's him. And he goes, the lion must die.
Uh-huh.
So he pulls both weapons and jumps at Dumas to kill him. I block him, and we start struggling over the weapons.
Ties. Nothing happened.
Yeah. So we're fighting over the weapons. Briggs uses magic to pull the weapons away from us. Jason has moved down to the end of the dock by the boat and notices during this whole skirmish that
he's focused on Dumas, and he's going to keep Dumas from getting on the boat.
Right.
Talitha.
And Leo apparently transforms into a bird, starts to fly away. Jason grabs a net out of the boat.
Who's a net?
Yeah. But it was throws it over and catches the lion, but the lion falls into the water and drowns in the net.
He's dead?
Yeah.
All right.
He failed.
He failed the roll. That was the consequence.
So
that's what happened. Meanwhile, wow. You were having a conversation with Madrotter in Elven as they all left.
Okay.
So that would be a perfect time if you want to get something out of Madrotter or invent something like why is Flint after Madrotter? Make it up and talk him out of it, and you can even do that before or after beliefs, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
One quick scene before you get to everyone else gets to their beliefs.
Okay.
As Talithel pulls the body out, the face has changed. It's not the face that you were looking at when you came in.
So it doesn't look like Leo?
No.
What does it look like? Just somebody?
Somebody you haven't seen before.
Okay.
Dumas goes, you can't be.
I thought he was knocked unconscious. Though.
Who?
Dumas.
No.
I don't think he was ever knocked out.
We never touched him.
I don't think he was unconscious.
Well, somebody
hit his head and knocked out.
No, he tackled him.
Yeah, he tackled him, but I don't think he was knocked out. No. I think that the role, he was just trying to tackle him.
Stop him.
And the role was, if you missed your role, you were going to snap his neck. But it was Obi-Wan or something, and that didn't happen. Right. So I think he's got him pinned, or at least on the ground. But.
Well, he failed the role. No, he succeeded.
I succeeded, failure was I killed Dumas.
Yes, true.
It could have been a bloodbath.
It could have been. So, for your belief writing purposes, when Talithel pulls the body up, Dumas goes, "It can't be."
So Dumas knows who the lion really is, or at least seems to.
So what do you mean? This cannot be.
No. That was the scene.
That's the scene. It can't be. And we're ending the scene, and he's going. And he's.
We're ending the scene, and now you do tell beliefs. Me, and you're going to believe for tonight.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And your belief changes for the night. Todd, do you want to talk? Do you want to roll your conversation with
Madrotter
before or after you write your beliefs for the night?
Let's do it before.
Okay. So, what is it you want to get? What information do you want to get from him? And make it up, because I got nothing.
Okay.
I'll come up with failure for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the front end is all you.
But let me make sure I go over this right. At this point, Madrotter, we don't really know why Flint wants him, other than maybe we suppose that he's just a pirate. Correct?
A term that has been used a couple of times was that Madrotter has vexed on several occasions.
Okay.
He's a pirate. Flint is committed to stopping piracy. Fairly straightforward in that aspect, but that doesn't mean that's all there is to it.
Right.
So anyone have anything for tonight at this point?
Well, I have one belief.
Sure.
Use Dumas as a bargaining chip to get Senzio off Lost Hope.
Lost Hope?
Isn't that the name of this place? Lost Hope?
Yeah.
Is it Lost Hope?
Port of Lost Hope.
Port of Lost Hope. Okay. Mine is get Senzio off Lost Hope.
And so no action attached, just get him away?
Just get him out of here.
Okay.
Flint is a cancer. I'll keep
sorry.
And I think I'm going to keep everything else the same.
That's fine.
Sorry about that.
Flint and Madrotter are roughly the same age.
Okay.
Has it ever been stated that they are?
Has never been mentioned for either of them.
Flint and Madrotter are roughly the same age, and let's say that they're in their 50s.
Okay.
What Madrotter knows is that Flint used to actually go under another name. Steel. He went under the name of Steel. So together they were Flint and Steel.
Oh,
ooh.
Geez.
Okay.
I like that. Uh-huh.
Flames of Gold.
So what happened was is that Madrotter, they were partners.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both pirates. They both stole a large treasure. Madrotter knows where it is as far as its actual, let's say it's on an island.
Okay.
But Flint knows how to get into it.
So Flint has the
Madrotter has the actual location of the island, okay? Whatever island that may be.
Madrotter has a location.
Flint has, like, the key to get into
it,
let's say. But neither one of them can get there without the other one. And now Flint is greedy. He wants him to take him. That's why he can't have him dead. He's got to have him alive. Because he knows that he can't get there otherwise.
What's that pirate movie? A really bad pirate movie.
Treasure Island?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, with
the pirate movie?
Cutthroat Island?
Cutthroat Island.
VeggieTales.
What's the other one? Monte Carlo.
VeggieTales.
Monte Carlo.
Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Monte Carlo. Count of Monte Cristo.
There's my hair.
That's not really a pirate movie, though.
Well, it's got the island and the trip. That was stolen from dwarves.
So they used to be partners in piracy.
Okay.
But Flint turned.
What?
Red Devil.
Because he actually found there was actually more money to be made on
the quote-unquote
legal side of things.
Right.
Because okay. I can tax you and make a lot more money than I can just from stealing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what he did. That's why he wants him alive.
That's nice.
And he wants him, and once he gets what he wants, he'll probably kill him.
And Jason just said something interesting to kind of go along with a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
The treasure was originally dwarven, and that's why the Red Devil knows about it. Flint wants that one, too.
There you go.
You adding that into it?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
And you know what? It has a legendary, a legendary hammer, something. What would dwarf like? Dwarf like?
A hammer?
Warhammer. Axe.
A warhammer. Legendary. It is the most beautiful thing known to dwarven.
I want it. It'll go great hanging up over my mantle.
It's not so much that it's more powerful than anything. but is the most beautiful thing any dwarf has ever seen.
Awesome. The Warhammer of the First King?
Ooh, I like it.
The Warhammer of the Golden Forge.
It'll look beautiful hanging up on the mantle next to my
That's what I want.
All right.
I bet we could melt it down and make a fortune on the ingots.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably worth more intact.
So,
do I need to roll anything for all that, or are you just...
Yeah, you have to persuade him to give it up. The information.
The information. Okay.
His will...
Madrider.
Okay.
His will is 4.
Okay.
And this is your conversation with Madrider, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay! Joe's here!
What's his will?
His will is 4.
4? Okay.
And you have an advantage. You can either take your dice or my dice, whichever you prefer.
Oh, I'll take yours.
Okay. You have an advantage because you are having this conversation in Elven.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And I will add in...
What happens if he fails?
Yes.
Oh, I already know what happens.
Oh, okay. 2%.
What, does he need to know what happens when he fails? When he fails?
I'll tell him.
What's the odd? Hold on.
4.
4.
I already got it, man. He doesn't have the key. He says that Clint's got a key. He's got to steal it first before he gives him the information.
Four.
4. 1, 5, 2,
six.
3, 4, 5, 6.
And a 6.
I got 3
two
sixes.
Sixes.
2 sixes. So if I get any more, will it matter?
Any last minute additions?
Well, I want to add in something for everybody else. That's what I'm trying to do.
Something that'll cheese off Uzko.
No, I've already got him.
Yeah,
I got the hammer's the greed. That's what he is. He's for.
Are you not paying attention?
That's going to be mine. The hammer's mine.
Right.
It's going up on the mantle right next to the axe.
Right.
It's going to bookend. What I'm going to put in the middle, I don't know yet, but it's going to bookend my collection.
Tell you what, I'll put your head beneath the two of them.
Cinzio could sell that hammer to finance his new...
I don't have that much money.
I'm trying to think. What?
When struck on the Golden Forge,
mm-hmm.
The hammer makes a perfect C.
For him?
For Talithel?
Yeah, because Talithel...
Yeah.
He
makes perfect C-note.
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 No, it makes a C-note. $50.
Okay. That's 100.
Is that 100? Oh, is it 100?
C-note's 100.
Okay, 100.
Sorry,
Jeff,
I wasn't born in the 30s.
Okay.
I should have been.
Should have been. Yeah.
Along in the treasure is...
That's away from me.
Every... If I get more. Is... A book of all elven songs.
That'd be a big book.
That would be a big
book. That would be a big book, wouldn't it?
Lost elven songs.
The lost elven songs.
Lost elven songs, that way. Not all,
no,
but lost.
Lost elven songs.
Yeah.
A lost.
Or like a book of lost elven songs.
To be determined later.
You want me to roll a fate?
How many are you over?
Oh,
you're over
I
one.
Have 4.
Right now.
I'm 2 over now.
You're 2 over.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one more is good enough for that book.
Okay.
One
more success.
One
you
more
mean?
Six than you
okay.
have now.
Ooh. And another 6. Yeah. So one more. What do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
7.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Now, finish up the leaves.
Okay.
Now that that wonderful gem is on the table now. Is Joe with us at all?
Yeah. Say hi, Joe.
Do you have a belief for tonight? Did you have something, Jason?
Well, I got one of my beliefs. I'll use Demost to find out who hired the lion.
That's louder.
Okay.
Is this louder?
Yeah.
Much better. Quit breathing on it, though.
The horse is strong.
Using earpieces.
Using your hairpiece as a microphone?
Hairpiece.
Hairpiece.
I don't know what hairpiece, Jeff.
okay, back up just a little bit.
They're functionally equivalent.
Okay. I will find out why Flint wants the Red Devil. Carry over from the week before. I will find out how the Red Devil plans on leaving the city. Of the port. And I will kill a local gang leader and take his place. So I need to... I'll need at some point tonight to actually find a local gang leader.
Circle him up?
Indeed.
Yeah. I will. Unfortunately, I won't be able to...
And then I'm going to laugh at the name.
Joe, have you heard any of the setup for tonight? Todd's wonderful new addition? Nothing from Todd yet, and I don't know... I haven't heard anything on Joe's end.
Joe, you got beliefs.
New ones.
Joe doesn't believe in anything.
Yeah, I don't have new ones.
We're still on the docks waiting to trying to figure out who's going to the ship and what's
happening. Oh, and one thing you might not know is Dumas knows who the lion really is.
Was. Yes, was. I mean, we stopped as Dumas says, oh, no, not Sam. Him, it can't be, or something like that, you know, to that effect. Cut scene.
Bum, bum, bum.
Smash scene to Todd with Madrotter.
You want my beliefs?
Yes, please.
I'll arrange for passage from the island by meeting with the Admiralty, which has been one I've had before. I will ensure Senzio's safe passage to Renaud. Is that right? Is that where he's going, Renaud?
Yes.
Okay. And the new one is I will have the location of the secret island from Madrotter as a bargaining chip.
Anyone else? New beliefs?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
The first one I gave you, use Dumas as a bargaining chip to get Senzio out of Lost Hope. The second one, Mace needs to go. Convince Senzio he doesn't need him. And I'll keep, you can talk your way out of any problem. And I changed an instinct, instead of trust no one, it's when you're betrayed, kill.
Ooh. Time for someone to betray.
Damn you, Mace. Do it a third time. I dare you. I dare you.
Just give me the opportunity. Try and get something out of him and fail again. We'll be there.
So are we going after some elfish trinkets, or are we going to get the hell out of here?
Well, yes. You got to get out of here first.
What do you want to do, Joe? What do you want to do? You want elfish trinkets, or you want to get the hell out of here?
I think I want to get the hell out of here.
All right, there's your belief.
Get me off this planet.
Get me the hell out of here.
I'm a celebrity. Get me the hell out of here.
Stop it.
I'm a sorcerer, get me to hell.
There you go.
Okay, anyone else with new beliefs for tonight? Or can we get, or shall we get started?
I got one more.
Sure.
Why don't we get things started?
All right, here we go. I want to get out of here, number one. Number two, I still want to discover T'Kal's interests in Sir Sane's assassination.
T'Kal's.
And number three, magic is cool, use it.
Magic is cool, use it. So find out the... secret behind Sir Shane's...
T'Kal's interest in...
T'Kal's interest.
And get the hell out of here.
Yep.
Got
all
it.
Right. Jason was working
on... My fourth belief is I will get a microphone.
I get a microphone.
Oh. The wording might not be right. The only proof Senzio is king is the sword. I must get it for him. Because still it's in Todd's possession.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to steal the sword tonight?
If need be.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Can I kill Mace tonight?
Yes, I'm down with that too.
No.
I'll help you. Jason.
Hello.
Get the rest of yours?
That's it.
That was the only one you had?
The only one I want to keep is protect Madrotta from Flint.
Okay.
Brandenfell request.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll catch Joe up as he comes back.
Joe's typing me messages. He
that works?
I may just translate for him. Joe, can you hear us? Yep, he can hear us.
All right.
Joe says he attacks Cole.
Okay, Cole's dead. Moving on.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Can I get a roll? A brawling roll.
No, but you get a pretzel.
Okay.
Cut, print, check, gate, level.
Okay.
All right. So, Finn wants something from Madrotter.
Yes, he does. I think it's necessary. Am I there with him? Is that
Yeah.
So you're still there.
You just got all this information from him, and now you want him to give up the location of the island.
It's necessary for somebody else to know as an additional bargaining chip, because you know it. I mean, you can tell me where it is, but that doesn't mean I can get there. I have no navigational abilities whatsoever. But if it dies with you, I think what's there is more important than anything else. And who knows what else treasure we might find.
He doesn't need to give up the information of the location if you just simply bring back the key.
Yeah, but see, that's the hard thing, is to get you two together. What's going to happen when you two get together?
Well, one of us will kill the other one once we get what we want.
Yeah, that's my point. Do you want to live?
That's why if you get me the key.
I mean, so you're sitting there thinking, now I have to go and kill Flint on his own ship. I mean, do you realize what you're asking? I mean, are you capable of doing that? Do you ever want to see this treasure again?
Yeah, which is why I have the knowledge, and you get the key, then we can go get the treasure.
What is the key?
Oh!
You liked that one, didn't you?
And he's dead on the dock.
What is the key?
The key is a medallion that is...
With butter sauce?
Yes. That is... you don't like that?
No, it's too...
I know. I mean, that's what I'm thinking of is the one that was in The Mummy, but that's probably not it.
The key should be something other than an item, or I don't know.
It's the legend of the map. You can't read the map without the key.
It's a fake wooden eyeball.
That's good. The key is not like a door key. It's a map key. And so he's got the map, but he can't translate the map.
Oh, okay.
It's essentially
a code key. It says. Okay.
Well, it's the key, the legend.
Okay.
The legend.
Yeah.
Reference point, something.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe it's still a medallion, but you have to put it on top of a staff in this room.
All
right.
Very dangerous.
You go first.
How many movies can we rip off tonight?
So I guess my point is that to get it out of him, it's easier for the either have to persuade him if it's a legend, meaning the legend on a map, then it's either something he has to have, or is it something that he knows?
Because
if it's something that he knows, just
he
like with the drawer,
between his shoulder blades.
Upside down.
It's a horrible movie.
That was a really, really bad movie.
Yeah.
But I watch it every time it comes on.
I've seen it like 3 times.
What's that?
Waterworld.
Oh.
I did always like that idea from Cutthroat Island. It was a tattoo on the guy.
Oh. But we're talking about different movies.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tattoo on Marauder's left forearm, not my drawers, Flint's left forearm, okay? Which is why he always wears long sleeves. Plus it's fashionable. And he's got cuffs and all this other stuff. But it's right there. And Madrawder knows it's there. And he can tell us that.
Okay.
But that's where it is. So I've got one of two options. I can either take the arm, or I can somehow copy it.
Mm-hmm.
Whose arm is it on?
Flint's? Flint's.
The Admiral?
The Admiral.
I'll just take the arm. Solves two problems.
And thus our adventure began. Well, let's see if we can't get it.
Well... Is this a roll, or are we just doing it?
It sounds like he's changing his mind.
Let's see.
Which means there would be no roll.
Yeah, let's see if we can't get it from... Because, see, it's easier to get a thing than it is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So...
You can steal a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go and get the thing.
Okay. Of course, you realize you are giving up on your belief.
Which one? Yes, I do.
Getting the location from Madrawder.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that I still haven't...
True. It doesn't mean you're giving up completely. It just means this first opportunity you're passing on for later.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, at this point, if I have something I can bargain with, because if at this point. I've got nothing other than just to try to persuade him to tell me. That's the only way I could do that.
Right. Right. And it's...
That'd be real hard.
No, because I set it up so that he wants something out of you.
Oh.
So it'd be a versus test.
Okay.
Or even a duel of wits if you wanted to go that
far.
Okay.
Well, then let me ask you. What does he want? What's it worth to you?
You want him to give you the map.
Yeah.
He wants you to go get the key.
Okay.
That's the conflict.
Okay.
If you win, he gives you the map. If you win, I mean, if... Anyway, if you win, you get the map. If he wins, you're obligated to go try and get the Admiral's arm.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and... Do you want to do a duel of wits, or how do you want to do this?
Seems straightforward to me, but we can do it any way you want.
Let's go straightforward.
All right. Persuasion versus persuasion.
All right.
He has a 3 persuasion.
Okay.
And he's going to fork in bargaining wise.
On the line, do you already know who the line was employed by, or can we run that?
Dumas may know if he knows who the line is.
Well, that's my question, because I'm going to go after Dumas. But
I have strong inclinations, but that doesn't mean that a good story won't drag it completely someplace else.
All right.
I'm not cemented on who was hired the line. In fact, where I am right now on Who Hired the Lion was nowhere near where I started on Who Hired the Lion.
Hmm. Okay.
So if you change it again, I'm fine.
When Todd made the roll earlier to establish the facts about the Madrotter and Flint and all that, what type of roll was that?
That was...
persuasion roll.
Was it
It was persuasion.
Well, you were to establish the facts, you were persuading them.
He set up... In his intent,
mm-hmm.
he put a lot of creativity into his intent. He wants to persuade Madrotter to tell him
all this information.
What is going on between Madrotter and the Admiral?
Got it.
On the very basic level, you can go, GM, tell me what's going on between this character and that character. I want to persuade him. Roll, and then you tell me. On the other end is, I want to persuade this character to tell me this.
Right, okay. So I misunderstood. I thought he was... At first, I thought he was setting up a wise of some sort to establish a certain... Treasure wise.
That doesn't always work. Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Pirate wise. All sorts of wises could apply.
Magic treasure wise.
Magic treasure
wise. And where are you, dice wise?
6.
Persuasion of
4.
4.
1 persona and then haggling.
1 persona and haggling. Wonderful.
Oh,
finally.
Big failure.
Wow.
I've got 4 with 1-6.
You win.
What'd you have?
Not
his dice let him down.
So now what is that? Is that...
That is a
is that
routine test.
Yeah, but what's my obstacle would be... Against a 0, then.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Arguably 1, because you have to have 1 success to succeed.
Right.
But still, routine.
Okay.
Yeah, but the way he set up that doesn't always work, because
right.
sometimes the fiction can't support that broad a statement. But the system does support that broad
okay.
statement.
No, I misunderstood what was going on. I was just trying to make sure I understood what happened, in case I want to do the same thing.
So...
Yep.
You talk to him about the needs for security, blah, blah, blah. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know, he's already made several copies, but they're all in his possession, so
mm-hmm.
he gives you the map.
All right.
I can open persuasion.
May it do better for you than it did for me.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, is it just a map?
It is a vellum map.
Okay.
Which... is flesh. Vellum is flesh, but
right.
it's usually a
goat, sheep,
something like that.
Okay.
But this one's human.
Is there, I'm assuming directions and longitude, latitude, oh, that yeah. kind of thing. Okay.
Well,
no. You need the key.
You would assume.
Oh, okay. Yes, there we go.
That's what we're talking about.
So
there are marks on the map.
Okay.
Talking about. Right.
All right. All right. Good enough.
It might as well be hieroglyphics.
Okay.
Hieroglyphics wise.
It is.
Good enough. Okay. Well, I will take said map. Thank him. Fold it up. And I need to speak to the rest of my compatriots.
Yeah.
He know, I think he knows.
Word is that they, yeah, because the conversation happened near around sort of.
Yeah.
You know where they were heading.
Okay. Right.
The term Slip 13 had been mentioned a couple of times.
All right. So I head on out to Slip 13.
Okay. As you arrive, the tableau is set before you.
I don't get it. What happened to Leo?
Here, help me pull him out.
Here. Talifel is pulling a dead body out of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
He heard you saying it, didn't he?
The doctor and Ethan are struggling over a pair of swords. Briggs is standing off to one side. And Cole is rolling around on the ground with Dumas.
I'll look in the water.
I don't think we're still... Are we still fighting? I mean, because he threw the... Net over the bird.
Yeah, well, no, you're not fighting, but you're.
We haven't let go.
That's where
yet.
You were.
You're probably both still pulling on the swords, but you're both also now looking over at the dead body going, huh.
Well, because he's already said that's Leo, right? Or
yeah.
He goes, oh, you know, I, whatever the phrase
right,
was.
I'm
so.
Just setting the scene.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm not fighting with him anymore. Once,
right, no,
once
I wasn't. I didn't mean to imply that you were actively fighting with him. But
well, I'm not going to take his sword.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I'll walk over.
Maybe you still want to beat the crap out of him.
Because he thought he was a lion, so he's why I was going to kill him.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once that objective is no.
Well, that's your objective.
Can
maybe he wants
now?
To kill you now.
Can yes. I have my swords back
yes,
now?
Yes, you may. You
know,
swords.
Briggs, can I have my swords back now?
See, I told you.
Cole, would you mind getting off him? He knows who this is.
Kill him. He was not delayed.
And that's
well,
why
I walk over as he pulls it out and I say, hey, that's the dude from the cave.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
It's not?
It's not.
Oh, okay. That's not the dude from the cave.
Really?
Not that I know. They haven't said anything about it yet, but...
Did he sound like this?
To believe means... Joe says he lets go of my swords. Okay, I'll put my swords away. Okay. And I'll go over
everyone gets their swords back, says Jim.
I'll go over to Cole, who's fighting, and I will help him manacle Dumas.
Yeah.
Dude, this is outrageous.
I will go stand by Senzio. I will go stand with Senzio.
Wait,
Senzio's back on the ship.
Senzio's back on the ship.
Why are we manacling Dumas?
Well, I'm on the back of the ship. If this is sort of resolved...
Wait, no, you need to be here.
No, Senzio is on the ship by himself.
No, he's not. Captain's on the ship. He's fine.
I need to protect Senzio.
I know you do, but you also need
to
do this.
I need to go protect Senzio. I better go protect Senzio.
Does the hammer of the Golden Forge mean anything to you?
No.
I bet you it does.
No.
It doesn't if he doesn't want it to.
It means, I have heard about it as a legend. It doesn't exist. I'm going to see Senzio.
Wait a minute. Dwarven hammer?
Mm-hmm.
You know who this body is, right?
No. You'll have to roll.
For what? What do I need to
dwarf wise? Legend wise?
No, he just wants the hammer.
I just want the hammer.
No, if you just want to be interested in the hammer.
Open it up,
I've got,
dude. I mean, I've
got
the dwarf
wise.
Right, I was going to say yes.
I got a bridge.
Yeah.
I got loot wise.
Thanks, sir. I don't want to advance my skills.
I got loot wise.
I got loot wise. That's different.
Loot
wise.
Loot wise. Oh, man, what that was worth something. I was stolen long.
Do you want to know what that hammer is?
Do it.
Yeah, I would like to know. What do I need to do for that? Do I need to open up treasure-wise? That would be fine with me. Do I need to open up
Dwarven antiquities.
Dwarven antiquities?
Dwarven weapon-wise.
Dwarven weapon-wise would also be.
Which would sort of fit also with your axe, because...
Yeah!
Maybe, and ask for a bonus die, because you've been pursuing this
dwarven,
axe.
Dwarven history? Any you could think of any multiple...
Dwarven antiquity-wise. I like that.
Weapons butter.
What was yours?
I said weapons butter.
dwarven weapons much better. I see Cole becoming all sick. In today's odd show, we've got the perfection by the dwarves. Over here is a dwarven hammer.
You gotta be kidding me, right?
Are you gonna make a roll here?
Yeah, what do I need to roll?
Okay, well, if you were to... This is a good example of the way different wises would work.
Right.
If you were to roll loot-wise, that would be an obscured fact. Your obstacle would be 7.
Okay.
Under dwarven antiquities, that's kind of a detail. It would be ob 3. Or since you don't have it, ob 6.
Yeah. And I got a 6, so it would be a 6 on a 6.
Five. As opposed to loot-wise, a 2 on a 7?
Yeah, what do I got in loot-wise? It'd be much more difficult.
14.
Yeah, 2 on a
7.
No,
no,
no, I have loot-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to drop a persona in it.
And pray for sixes.
And pray for sixes. Yeah. Huh? Wait, who's it? Yeah. Let's see. So that's 6 for opening it.
6
skill.
For 6 for your stat.
Yes. 6 for the stat and 1 for the persona.
1 for the persona. So. This is something that people could help you with if they had some relevant.
Can they help you on opening up a step?
Open
up a.
Can we help him open it up?
Wait a minute. No, that's not.
It's a stat.
I mean, not a stat, a skill.
If he did the loot wise, we could.
No. Yeah, if you did the loot wise,
we can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we can help with the skill, we can't help with the stat, and since you're rolling for a stat.
Yeah.
If you got loot wise, I can throw in.
And if he's got it, if he wants to go with loot wise, and he says that, I can go, oh, you mean X, Y, Z, and just sort of.
At this point in time, it gives me a 6 on a 7, anyways, which is.
Yeah.
Well, but I could. Can I help with... I can help with one die.
Right now, I've got 7 on a 6.
You can only help with one die unless the stat you're using is
a five
or higher.
Well, no, can... Is it forks where you can fork in as much as you want and helps only one die?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I would like to open up Dwarven Antiquities-wise. I'm becoming interested in Dwarven Antiquities. Of course, I still need the elf weaponsmith down there to carve my name into this nice dwarven axe.
You know who would know?
Now,
is the rock snake.
I'm giving you an advantage die.
Oh, yeah?
Because this is a loaded question.
It's a loaded question?
He's trying to egg him on, and you, it's not like you're suddenly going to go, hey, I remember this sword. No, you're...
He piques your interest, yeah, because what he's talking about is loot. He's trying to key into my
greed,
right? Yeah. I mean, you could play the greed on me. I'm not doing it myself.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
So what happens when I fail?
He's holding that one down. He's waiting.
Notice how I put that.
You think it's worthless.
You believe it's made out of fool's gold.
Let's see.
It's still look pretty hanging on my wall.
Why is Flint, how, kill? Okay, yeah, I can do this. If you fail, something clicks. And you realize that...
You opened Dwarven Greed. That becomes your religion.
You realize that your axe is the sister weapon of the hammer.
Ooh, nice.
I really want it.
Now you have to have it.
Why would you say, could you say made by the same person, and it might be worth more as a set, rather than...
Oh, definitely as a set. Oh,
yeah.
Well, the sister weapon, I don't know. And the only reason why is because we've already established, I mean, there were 3 dwarves that were there. I've seen it. I mean, and we wouldn't... I wouldn't have clued in on that. I mean, I've got all kinds of dwarven history.
I don't want you looking at it.
Yeah,
well, I've seen it.
I've seen you wig out.
Well, I've seen you... I mean, I've seen the axe. I've been close enough to it to get to know that, probably. But... I mean, sister weapon. I just think sister might be a little made by the same guy.
Sister was like strong.
Like, yeah, sister like
a matching pair. Like,
well, we've got the axe. We don't.
They made
him
at the same.
Yeah,
kill him.
But no, that's it's a match set.
No, it's not a match set.
No, okay.
But it's from the same craftsman from antiquity. That's what I meant by
what?
Sister weapon.
Oh, okay.
Find out why the Flint wants the Red Devil. What?
Maybe it's in their heritage.
Well, maybe. Know, maybe it is.
Good luck.
Tootsie Roll.
There you go.
That was a table Tootsie Roll.
So far, I've got a 4 with 2 sixes.
So you got 3. And you need 3 more?
2 more.
He needs two more. He needs a 6. So he needs a 6. So he's got to burn the fate.
And hope for...
No. I'm finally in your position here where I got a lot of fate.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I helped.
You did help. No, I'm envious.
Oh! Traitors!
Nope!
Whole lot of nothing.
Traitors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you realize that, that axe, that hammer... Oh, it has that craft mark on it, just like the one on my axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is it Lord Dumas, or is it just Dumas? Captain?
Count?
First mate.
He would be...
You recognize this man?
Lieutenant?
Who?
It is a possibility.
I'm assuming by your reaction you do know.
So what does it mean?
Well, he's clearly not the person he was a moment ago. Mm.
But you seem to know him.
Persuade him. Who is he?
Can I help?
I like to open up clergy-wise.
Clergy-wise?
Clergy.
You'll have to expand on that one.
What fact are you trying to establish?
One, I'm looking at the body. He's bald. He's got tattoos of the knights that I've seen in Baron Fell's household. I want to open up. He's part of the clergy. He works for somebody in the church. He's got a religious...
That's lion-wise, huh? Would that be lion-wise?
It doesn't have to be. Order-wise or something like
order or church or knight.
Ecumenical-wise.
Okay. We have not established any church, so give me more details about that. If you want to go there.
Well, I mean,
so I can know what I can sink my teeth into.
What kind of church is it? Is it a broad-based Catholic-type church or a sect or what?
Like some sort of form of the king or a crown? Like a knight-wise rather than that?
Well, oh, no, I'm not asking you for what you're rolling. I'm wanting more details of this church you're creating.
What fact are you trying to establish? I think that's what he wants to know. And then we can talk about what the whys would be and how you would approach it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested in what you're going after. Well, I just want some more meat.
There's a church in Renard that as long as they don't have a successor, they'll still be the controlling factor and the king and the owner of the landship.
The Three
Musketeers. Like the church has a handhold in
Cardinal.
The property.
So a church in Renard.
The state church in Renard.
The state church in Renard, who happens to be the what's it called? Regent.
Mm. Yeah, who's
right?
the guy? The steward who takes over, who sits.
Regent. Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
The head of the church is the regent in the absence of a clear heir.
Mm.
Is that what you're?
Yeah. Nice.
Go for the church, man. That's
like
right.
The steward of Gondor.
Exactly. That's
mm-hmm.
the regent. Duh. I just said the same thing.
So that I mean, would that would still be clergy wise, wouldn't it? Or would it be church wise?
I had to go pee.
Okay.
But you're trying to establish that
the church
the lion is from.
It works for the
order.
Church. It's part of the order.
Or not.
Right. He's
right.
trying to establish that the lion is an one of the assassins that works for this church sent to kill
Senzio so
keep.
The church can keep the product.
So that means they know that he's actually the heir.
Except the lion's not from Renat. He's from...
That's not necessarily a problem, but you have to come up with a solution for it.
Yeah.
The lion is a known agent of Tagal.
Tagal is used as the assassins, just like the Catholic Church uses the guards that are Swiss.
Renard, the church is using them to keep their hands clean.
Yeah, to give plausible deniability.
They've hired the lion, who is a mercenary. Tagal is probably is known as a mercenary state.
And yeah, all those people state. From Tagal, they'll do anything for money. They're all
anything
bloodsuckers.
For money.
Every one of them.
Especially cheat women.
I hate those Tagalan minions.
Tigalese.
I hate those Tigalese.
It's low morals and standards.
Agalese. Sorry.
I like Tigalese. Clergy be.
Well, I'm still.
Are you?
So, I'm inclined to think that it would have to be something other than him being.
We call them slandering bastards.
To get there. That doesn't mean you can't get there, but. Based on what has been established for that NPC, he couldn't necessarily, without more exposition of some sort, be a clergy of Renad when he's an agent of Tagal. Mind you, I'm not saying that's ruled out. It just you have to sell it, and I'm drawing a blank.
What are you looking for with the Holy Order thing?
He's trying to connect it to Renad wanting to.
He wants to
eliminate the Renadian Church, wanting to eliminate the rightful there. Bloodline,
mm-hmm.
so that the Church can remain in control of Renad.
How about one of the reasons why their assassins disguise themselves in their true form? They keep marks on them of every hit tattoos that they're assigned, and after they kill them, the line goes through the tattoo. So this guy, the lion, is covered with tattoos. Except one tattoo is not marked out, and it is the hit on Senzio, and he recognizes that tattoo as being from the Renadian Church.
Or the last marked out
and maybe
tattoo
he
is Ser Shane.
And maybe he's not setting up, or we're not getting the...
I can expand on that.
Okay.
Like I said, I was drawing a blank. You know, like, give me some more. That's some more. So how about... The Tagali assassins take tattoos from their tattoos are double-edged. One of the reasons they always stay hidden is because if they reveal it, then you have a ledger of everyone who's hired them and
right.
who they were hired to kill.
That's what the shapeshifters, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, magic users.
Right.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. So each tattoo has the hirer and the target. So Ser Shane's has the Church of Renad and Ser Shane, or the Archbishop, or whatever you want to call the head honcho, Cardinal.
Regent's fine.
Right. Well, no, Regent did his job. Regent is his current job in the secular power.
That's kind of cardinal.
Cardinal.
Yeah.
So it would be the cardinal hired, basically, to read it out as a Tagali assassin would, it'd be the Cardinal of Renad hired me to kill Ser Shane.
Right. So it's both his orders and his resume.
Yes.
He's got all these tattoos over him. If he's covered, he says, look.
Right.
This is what I've done. It's just walking resume.
So,
indeed.
I'd use to open like a contract wise.
You know, that's the bird
for the tattoos.
A cardinal. That cardinal.
So, like a contract wise for tattoos? Or. Cause
I think your easiest one would be something along the line of Tagali assassin wise. That would make the objective is the lowest, I think, unless somebody want to phrase one that.
Well, I don't.
If you want to go for the easiest objective,
because you can do
with
Wises,
you want to be as specific as possible.
Oh, and we tell Joe to strip down. We want to check him for tattoos.
What does he say to that? Because. That's kind of hot.
Oh, wait, hang on. He's written something. He said we were slandering him, and so I retyped it and said now it's libel. he says, how about this particular church is made up of Tagali spies. The whole sect is Tagali masquerading as clergymen. Well, that's interesting. I think it's very complicated, but I think it's interesting.
It is very interesting.
I like just having the Renatian Church being
wanting the power of
wanting
the power
of
the state,
yeah, and hiring yeah. and hiring the Tagalis.
Although Tagali infiltrators are bound to be rife in something like that.
Ooh, Joe.
They want to change it to like the HRE, the Holy Renatian.
That would be something I'd use a lot more.
What it?
Tagali assassin wise, rather than the church. It would be more game influential.
I think they both would be applicable depending on where you take the story.
Observation. I find a tattoo on Joe.
That'd be Joe wise. Establish a fact on Joe.
Briggs wise.
Yeah. Briggs wise.
Briggs wise.
Gesundheit. So, Tagali assassin wise?
Yeah.
Is that what you. Okay. Okay, guys. I'm between concepts here.
Okay.
I'm inclined to think this would be uncommon knowledge, but yet details would make sense as well.
Well, it's uncommon in the sense that
uncommon is four, details is three.
Okay, uncommon in the sense that he knows that this is what the assassins do, but Renatian is the detail because he recognizes the name. That's where it comes in.
Other way around.
Oh, okay.
Details is about two.
Actually thinking about that,
I would go with an
reading it though. Would that make it more rare three goods? Making it a five.
No. I think you're going too far.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, so four.
You've got the perspective of what happens if I fail.
Your name's on there.
Well, sounds good to me. if I fail.
One charge enough,
maybe I get a name wrong, or there's another church clergy, something like that, that I'm going after instead.
Your name's on Joe!
No! Failure reveals that somehow Joe is tied to this guy, not in a way that, you know, impugns Joe, but where he cares about what happens.
Well, like that's what I'm saying.
He's tied in to he's a family member of the assassin.
It's my brother.
Dig deeper, because I'm not following.
I'm just, if there's a failure, I'm just trying to tie Joe into this because he is to God.
It's a close relation of Joe's.
Second cousin.
I
have a question for Joe.
Or that the lion is his relation.
Is Joe with us?
Yes.
Okay. Joe?
Sort of.
Have you ever hired an assassin before?
No, but it's amazing. He could have worked with him before.
Go ahead.
Briggs' trade, his only trade, is he is extremely respectful of one's betters. So he may have respect for the lion being a master shape changer.
He's from the same age sect as Briggs, or maybe
because Briggs is a sorcerer. Maybe Briggs trained with him, trained under him.
Was this your
same class
master? Or your co-apprentice?
Who are they? Brothers.
Would you say former master?
Yeah, possibly.
What do you want him to be, Joe? That's what he's asking.
Do you want him to be? We're trying to establish failure for Talithel right now.
Well, the only reason I'm saying with the failure thing is it gives you a point of whether it's a detail, whether it's...
Well, the failure doesn't...
No, but I mean, for example, I don't know what twist you're going to put on it for that fact. Whether
the failure is independent of the difficulty for your success. Okay. In fact, failures can be much more dramatic than what your success could have been.
And much more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
It seems more fun to fail.
Yeah, I mean, we're still taking the boat back, but the question is Joe willing to jump into the middle of this?
Right, because I'm not going to say it's Joe unless Joe's willing to go there. None of Joe's beliefs lend me to dragging him into this at this point.
But I don't think, I don't think saying classmate is enough.
Uh-uh.
I think it's sort of like taking the black in Game of Thrones. He's his brother. When you go and study sorcery, you become a brother.
He's not a blood relation. I got you.
And so it gives him a reason to, gives Joe some kind of moral dissonance here to see him killed in front of him.
Moral dissonance.
Where'd you pull that one out?
I like it.
I was in. It was a band I was in high school.
That is a good band name, though.
Yeah, moral,
moral dissonance.
Okay, so when the lion died, he turned into his human form.
He turned into his real form, yes.
That we don't recognize, but Dumas does.
And he's covered with tattoos.
That has not yet been established.
Well, right, but what we're talking about, with Jason's success, we established that he's got these tattoos that link him as an assassin hired by the Renatian Church. Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And but with the failure, if you want, I mean, if Joe says no, then we have to, I guess we get another failure.
Of course, yeah.
But if with failure, then somehow you are now wrapped up in this as finding out that your brother's been slain, and I don't know, maybe you've taken an oath that you have to avenge all your brother's deaths or something. I don't know.
Bring it! I got a net! Where's the cup of water?
Who's deadly with a net.
So, anyway, it's just a...
You could find the name of one of his relatives in the tattoo.
Are you interested in that, Joe?
I mean, kinda. I don't know about him being my brother.
Not blood.
Not blood. Sorcerer. Like comrade brother, Joe. Like brother in arms.
Like,
all right, I'm good for that.
Like brother in, like Game of Thrones, the
like a Phi Kappa.
The brothers in black.
Sorceress heritage.
Right, like brethren. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Forsaking all others for your brother, that kind of thing.
Same school of magic, kind of.
You all right with that? You down with that?
Like Dragonlance.
Yeah, I'm good with that. So who's rolling?
Jason.
So basically, what I think, if with failure, and failure seems likely here, you now become trained in the assassin school of Tagali magic.
And you haven't told anybody.
And the whole group knows this?
No.
Well, if he fails, Talithel will know.
Or at least think.
There's a first for everything.
Yep.
Does that work for you?
That's basically, really, the only thing we're changing is I know this guy, and I may be a former assassin mage.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Or you got drummed out.
All right. Let's do it.
Not you.
You got drummed out of the assassin mage corps. Couldn't
cut
it.
Good.
Couldn't get the flag off the top of the Christmas tree or whatever. You
I wasn't mad enough.
And that's why there's an angel on top of the tree.
You're nice.
Okay. I got perception of 5.
Perception of 5.
And you haven't decided on whether it's a 4, so it'd be 8.
I'm 4. Any persona?
No, I'm not hanging on to it.
What you got?
5. So.
You got 5
persona? Spend them.
No, 3 persona. 5 dice.
Okay.
Use them all.
If you succeed, tattoos, contract, everything. If you fail.
Joe's in the middle of it.
I have seen the similar marks on Joe, but I don't understand them yet.
Oh no, you've seen him on Joe, and you understand him.
Yeah.
You've just put it together. And there's no line, it hasn't been completed.
Run that by Joe.
Joe,
I like that.
Essentially, you've got a tattoo. You were sent on your first mission and never completed it. You said, screw this, I'm not doing it.
So your tattoo is incomplete.
You never completed the job, and so now the Tagali are hunting you too.
And the name is
figure out who that person is later.
Oh yeah, that's not. We're not establishing that right now. Are you good with that?
But with Briggs wise,
yeah, I'm good with.
Yeah,
welcome to the game, Joe.
He's good.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah. He's good.
Okay, then that's what it is. If you fail, you get everything that you wanted. But you know that Briggs is an assassin. You don't know he's a failed assassin.
And his name's on Briggs' tattoo.
Yes.
Come on, there's got to be some consequence for failure.
Well, no,
well,
he,
no, we haven't.
He's,
we haven't
he's seen a similar tattoo, but we can do that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
we can do that when he's here to really contribute.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is kind of hard.
Yeah, but he's not contributing now, Joe.
Oh no, he is. I hate to put him under the hammer when he's not here to dodge.
The hammer. Hammer.
Yeah. The golden
dwarven golden hammer?
Yeah, yeah.
Finest kind. Right.
Any good persona? Jet. No?
Nope.
You're hoping to fail, aren't you?
Not really.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you are. Turn of fate. Just to get rid of one.
That'd be one success, Joe.
With a six.
But it's a six.
I just...
And is it
two?
Two successes. I just typed a joke. His mark was a woman, and he wouldn't go through with it.
Oh.
If he's good with that,
that's actually pretty good.
Because it ties him back to his character.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, his mark was Lady Flynn.
We
have to be that specific.
Yeah, we don't...
I don't want to be that specific.
Let's leave that specific to Joe. Because, you know, that's... character, his character at
well,
that.
We're having more fun with us just telling Joe what his character is.
Let's character.
Here's what he's doing.
Hey, wait a second.
Make a roll.
Each one of you will have to be gone each week so we can get some time in without Jeff.
Right.
Okay, Jeff, pipe. Okay, Jeff, pipe.
Wow, that just happened.
Hey, did you notice? I think I got the humor award. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5!
It wasn't in character.
That's right. It was not in character.
Don't worry. Shut up.
There's still time.
You didn't even get the award when you almost killed Bill the other week.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Did you get it for that
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I
got
think
it
you
for
got it
that
for
that
one.
The first award.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we at?
On the dock.
Okay. About 2 seconds after you arrived.
I know. Okay. He may roll.
I may roll.
You didn't, but you
I'm
know.
Typing.
Okay. But you know about the hammer.
If he wants to. The hammer roll for him, I'm saying yes.
Okay.
Cole knowing it, he needed to roll that.
Okay. I agree. Where's Dumas at the moment?
It.
Right in front of you?
Yeah.
Manacled and
okay.
under Briggs.
I'm sitting on him.
We need...
He's not struggling real hard against
to
it.
Go.
No.
Well,
to
he's
go and see
moving.
I'm not going to go there.
In fact, I'm fine with that because I've been contracted to deliver somebody to Flint tonight.
And who is that?
He's sitting... I'm sitting on top of him right now. This guy right here.
So you're contracted to take Dumas to Flint.
Leo hired me.
Leo's dead.
Who's Leo? Hired me.
Who's
Leo?
Leo
never existed.
He didn't pay you either.
I get the first half of my salary. Speaking of which, is the other barrel in the boat?
Are you going to get off of Dumas and go look?
I thought he was going to put him in manacles.
Yes, I will.
He's in manacles.
He's manacled.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Is the other barrel of brandy in the boat?
The other 3 barrels of brandy are in the boat.
I've been paid.
Okay. Then I tell you what. Let's go see about taking them. I think you need to go. Did you want to go too?
No. I need to check on Cezio.
I don't know.
Didn't you want to go and see Clint as well?
No. I just want to go check on Cezio.
Let's go check on Cenzio. How are we going to get out there? That's my thing.
Cenzio's on the daughter's ship. There's a dinghy right there.
Oh, okay, okay.
That
was my next question, is how did Dumas get here?
There's a ship's launch right here.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'd like to play a character trait, Bill, and fish his body out.
We already did.
Okay, I want to carry it.
Okay.
What character trait?
Extremely respectful of one's betters.
Ah.
Ooh.
So you're going to start dressing him. You're going to start preparing funeral rites for the body.
Yeah.
This man needs a proper burial.
Wait.
Sweet.
Before you bury him, I want to copy his tattoos.
Bob, I mean, this man.
I was going to make a copy and maybe send some letters back.
Send letters
but
back
first
to
first. I want
to
get his body back to the boat.
I agree. Let's take his body back to the boat.
Which boat?
I've got a boat right here.
Take him back to Madrider's boat.
Madrider's.
You guys do that. I'm contracted to. I'm contractually obligated to deliver Demise at the Flint.
Yes, let's go.
All right.
And I don't know if that will count, but...
Where are my oarsmen? Anyway.
I am attempting to play the... I am an oarsman.
Wait, now wait a minute.
He's an oarsman.
Hold on.
Wait, before you take Demise back to Flint, we can bargain with him to get off the island. Let's keep him.
You've
Why give
Mace.
Him back?
You've got Mace. Take Mace, too. Of course, if you take Mace...
Wait, hold on.
If you take Mace, he will have him. We need to keep Mace as a bargaining chip here.
We should keep
you
him
just assaulted somebody of what the fleet? Somebody of
first
military
mate.
Status?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The
you just assaulted
first
them.
Mate.
He threatened to kill him.
I was protecting him from getting harmed by the fracas that was coming up here.
And you allowed him to put manacles on him.
Well, yes, he was getting a bit crazy.
I am going back to check on Cesar.
Let's take Demise back to the ship.
No.
I think the doctor...
Do you want to give him away? Now that you have a bargaining chip, you want
to
just give him up?
Take
him to Flint.
Hold on.
I didn't catch that.
Go ahead, Joe.
Joe.
I think the doctor and Demise should take Mace out to Admiral Flint, barter for our safe passage.
I am not...
And whoever wants to go with him takes the body back to the Marauders.
Okay.
I no. We
Jeff,
do not. What?
Run your beliefs by me again.
I will get. Sends you off the island.
Right.
I owe Madrona a life debt. I will repay him by getting him out of Pirate's Cove, regardless of his wishes. Mace is a cancer.
Right.
I'm a relationship with Senzio. I will cure it, and I must protect Senzio and see him ascend the throne of Renat.
Didn't you change one over there?
No. Get Senzio off the port of Lost Hope.
Right. Yeah.
That's what this says.
Yeah.
So don't take Demise. Take Mace. Let's hold on to Demise.
No, don't take Mace. Keep Mace here. Take Demise. Because Demise...
Yes, take Demise. Let's go.
Because Demise...
Of course, take
Demise. Demise can be an eyewitness to the fact that we have Mace. And Mace is the bargaining chip. He will not care about this
anybody
matter.
Anybody can tell him we have Mace. Demise is important to Flint. He's a bargaining chip.
Mace is his son.
And now we have them both. Why give up one of them?
Because he...
Take him and go bargain.
He does not care about this man. He cares about his son. He will throw this man into the water if it will protect his son.
Pronoun
Flint.
Trouble.
Flint. You.
Doug, what's your character's name?
Aoife. I think you take him back because the Admiral will trust... Take Dumas back because the Admiral will trust him.
Ethan.
While his hands are
he's
manacled,
a bargaining chip.
I'm going to go through his papers.
Ethan. Look.
Oh.
Hold on. Dumas.
Hold on.
Oh, you.
Dumas
you.
Has
no, stop. Stop this ruffian elf.
I will stop him from leafing through his gear. Stop it. Stop it.
Drink your payment until we're ready to go.
No.
I can drink it later.
I cut the rope.
I kick the boat out.
No one's on the boat right
I'm
now.
I'm not. Untie the rope. Kick it out.
Okay, I'm going to have to hit him again.
Ethan.
Yeah, if he comes between me and the booze, I will attempt to harm him.
Are you still there?
Very much.
Now, does any of that get you to getting Dumas to tell you who hired the lion?
See, I'd like to play the my trade. Either
no, but on the papers, it might settle their argument of why what information we can use against him, because it does have information of why he's been here on those papers. What kind of things he's taken into account could be the number of people that he's seen, or number of captains, etc. Wise.
Oh, he's a well-trained person. Most of that, Ethan can tell you that most of that information is kept on your head until you're safe.
Yes.
In your head.
That'll lost you.
But that doesn't mean you couldn't roll something. But the question is, does that get you anything? What does that get you?
I will stop looking through the papers and say, tell me more about him.
Who's him?
Or I'll keep going through the papers.
Who's him?
And I'll point to Lyon.
Okay.
I want to know everything you know about him.
What do you want that knowledge to be?
The last place he saw him. Basically his contact.
His real name.
Why do you know him?
Or how do you... how he knows
why
him.
Do you know him? That,
how do you know him? I mean, that... Maybe Dumas' contact to get him off the island.
Maybe,
or
Maybe
or they were looking.
Dumas has been a go-between between Flint and the lion.
You can do it several ways. You can tell me what you want him to tell you, or you can tell me what you want direct answers to, as in your questions. If you say, I want the answer to, where did you last see him, blah, 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 and you succeed, I will give you those answers straight up.
Okay.
There's no hemming and hawing. There won't be in character, but I will give you straight information. Or you can make up the information, or, you know.
Dumas is tired of being the second-hand man on a boat. He wants to become a Tagalese assassin himself. So to prove his worth, he has made a contract with the lion to be taught in the ways of the assassin so he can learn.
Can I offer something?
The assassins would have to be spellcasters.
I mean, I'm assuming you can start learning.
It's a life path thing.
Just about to pee on himself.
I got one.
It's pretty hard.
I got one.
No, keep it to yourself for a while.
No, it's good!
Go ahead.
Put some papers under him before he does something.
Dumas has started to contract the lion after this job to kill Flint because he wants to take over. Dumas is going to have Flint killed, or was going to, but now we've just killed.
He's tired of Flint taking all the credit when it's actually his commanding lead.
Right. Dumas done all the. I mean, in his mind, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. But Dumas was tracking down the line. Has actually had conversations with him here on the cove about killing Flint because Dumas wants to take over for Flint. But now we just killed the lion. Oh, and maybe there's another tattoo where there's some kind of document. In the paperwork, there's documentation.
Time-wise, there really isn't enough time for the contract to be...
It's not complete. It wasn't complete.
Because we're just ending our first day here. Which
really?
Yeah.
It's not. Well, I'm not saying the contract's complete, but he knows enough that when we kill him, that we've just actually given Dumas. We've thrown a major wrench into his plan. So whatever he wants to do, he is going to completely oppose us.
Maybe Dumas was on the island,
and that's why he knows it. I mean, that's
Dumas was on the island looking for the lion, so he could contract with him. Maybe they didn't have a contract,
but
he wanted a contract.
But then how did he know who he was?
His real face.
That's the only thing I'm trying to address, is that they've at least met once.
Flint's used him before.
Good one. Yeah.
Nice.
Flint has used him before, and he's familiar with his face because
he was trying to track him down to have him take out Flint. Good one, Roy.
Now, was he trying to take out Flint?
I think Dumas wants to. I think Dumas
or
wants
was
to,
Flint trying to take out someone? Did Flint want to take out someone?
It's almost like we're crossing the streams here almost too much to say Flint is also hiring the lion. And I think it's
The Flint could have hired the lion.
I think
before.
It'd be nice to have Dumas
in the past,
but hired now for a current job.
Flint hired the lion to kill Madrawder. Dumas knew of this. And was going to hire the lion to kill Flint when the deal was done, so he can take in charge of the Flint.
Well, we've already established earlier tonight that Flint will not kill Madrawder because then he'd have no way of getting hold of the map.
Dumas has already hired the lion. His name's on his body, and he wants to get the lion out so that nobody knows that he hired him. That's how we knew it.
There's multiple contracts that have already been done for Dumas.
He did a contract in the past for him, and he doesn't want anybody to find out about the contract, so he's trying to get him off the island as quick as possible.
Okay, we have several wonderful ideas on the table right now, but this is your role.
Yep.
So you tell me now, of all the ideas, and even the ideas that weren't said...
Did Todd not get his idea?
I just thought of one.
Well, we've all thrown out our ideas. Can
you
throw out his idea?
Go ahead.
The lion killed an elven prince.
It's not about you, Todd.
Why not? In the past, I'm saying, he's killed an elven prince in the past, and that's one of his tattoos.
I just wanted to throw that one in there.
Okay, well, so it doesn't...
We're just trying to figure out why he knows his face.
Dumas is one of the symbols on the tattoo markings where he hired...
I'm sorry, start again.
Dumas has hired the lion before on contracts and helped him get from place to place using Flint's naval, the fleet, to get there.
Okay.
So he's hired him and sheltered him.
Right.
And now he doesn't want to get caught.
Right.
So...
Think of the line as the seals, and this is the ship that drops him off at wherever he needs to go.
Every time we got to go fight, you guys give us a ride.
Boys, take us there.
As simply as possible.
Dumas is the shelter for the lion. Basically, when the lion does a job, Dumas picks him up under the naval's quote-unquote codes and gets him to where he needs to go next for his next contract.
Sweet. Okay. And that's what you want Dumas to tell you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
wonderful. Okay.
And the roll is a 12.
So, and the neat thing about that is if people find out that Flynn is transporting a Tagali assassin around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
And now Dumas is a bargaining chip. Because Flint would kill him. He'd want to kill him if he knew that.
Yeah, it all depends if Jason tells us. Or he tells us out loud. I still think Mace is probably more important.
Mace is
they're both important, but I don't see why I give up either one of them. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with Doug.
They're both good. Don't give them up. We have two cards.
And so far, well, we've had two. We've had three cards.
We have three cards.
We've had three cards.
No,
this
show.
Makes our fourth. However, you are willing to throw two of them away
you
really quick.
You show
the Gorgon's head and the
you
red devil.
You show one card so they know you're not bluffing.
Okay,
like,
let's
see. Here, I've got an ace. I've got another pocket rocket right here.
So you're trying to persuade him to give you this information. His will is 5. If you succeed, he will confess to have hired the lion. Or not hired the lion, but he will confess to have been paid handsomely for providing the lion with entrance into various ports and entrance and egress from several ports for his missions over the years. Including the latest
fiasco
to Emporios. The death of Senzio's father. If you fail, he will keep a stiff upper lip and not reveal anything and let you peruse his love letters to Admiral Flynn.
I think you're hot. Check this box.
Do you want to be my first mate?
Use persuasion and it's a 5-on-5. That's
you want some help?
Is it difficult?
That is difficult.
Help. Oh, he's using persuasion.
He's got a skill.
Oh, that's right.
Do you have persuasion?
He does have persuasion. Yes.
You do have. He has persuasion.
He opened
it
last week.
So
it
is a skill.
Yeah, I opened it at the same time he opened up.
He can be helped. Right now, at this very moment, it is a difficult test.
Well, I've got 3 in it, so.
All right, now it's a challenging test.
Yeah. But
your obstacle is 5. You have 3 dice. It is a challenging test.
Well, I mean, if you got a 3, that's...
You don't have any test to advance it right now.
Any persona you add will not alter
will not
that.
Count.
You can take 1 help, and it will still be challenging. You can take...
2 helps, and it's difficult.
2 or 3 helps, and it'll still be difficult.
Routine's the hardest test to get.
You've got 3 right now?
Yeah.
You need 3 routine and 2 difficult.
Or 1 challenging.
So... You might want to take all the help you can get and get a routine.
Yeah.
I'll fork in oratory. He knows more than what he's telling. He is harboring.
I don't think oratory will help because you're trying to convince him, not everyone
else.
Yeah,
oratory is a group.
Yeah,
it's like public speaking.
Then I will take what anybody wants.
Friends, now, Romans, I'll, countrymen. That
I'll give you etiquette to say this is exactly how you need to tell him. You need to address him perfectly and precisely.
Call him first mate.
call him the first mate, your royal whatever, that his title beyond first mate. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's a lieutenant commander, then you have to say lieutenant commander, and you have to bow a certain way, and that kind of thing.
And how does Cole?
Dumas, tell him what he wants to know, and I'll make sure you get on your ship. Otherwise, you're going to stay here with some of these fine gentlemen. Intimidation.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like it to me.
Tell him what he wants to know, and we'll get you on the ship. I mean, it sounds like he's... I don't know. It could be bargaining. Could be something else.
Do you want to throw in the dog?
It could have been bargaining. But I've got intimidation.
But you're not intimidating him. You're offering to help him.
No.
Or you'll stay here with these
fine gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Persuasion. I'll use persuasion.
You don't have persuasion. Observation.
Gosh, everything that's going through my head sounds more like intimidation than persuasion.
Do you have intimidation?
No, I don't have intimidation.
Do you have law?
That's a problem.
Law-wise, you can focus in law-wise and say it's a criminal act to go against your king.
I need to test in persuasion.
Oh, he knows that.
Things will go a lot... does that still sound like intimidation? Things will go a lot easier for you if you just tell us how you know him?
Yeah.
Do you have soothing platitudes?
No. That's true.
No, I'm looking for the test in persuasion. I need one routine to go up. Don't talk me out of it.
What is your persuasion?
Two.
It's an odd five.
Can I see the table?
You can see my whole character.
I just need to see what the to advance that is.
I've already got three challenging in persuasion.
So do you need challenging anywhere else?
Sure, law-wise.
Okay. Telling him how he's in trouble isn't really going to help.
If you confess to the crime that you've committed here, then that can be used in your defense later on.
A little vague, but sure. Yeah, go ahead. Did you already give him a
die? I already gave him a die.
Okay.
Jeff just opens up a scalpel kit. We're all... Dumas.
Are you hurt?
Tell him what he wants to know. You are here. Admiral Flint. Is that little light out there? Ugly truth. We are the only way to get there.
Well, at least me.
Did Joe want to have one?
I don't know. Joe, you want to have one? Do you want to help?
Jason,
try to persuade Dumas to give us some information.
To tell us how he knows the line.
Absolutely.
So tell me how you're helping, or type how you're
Dumas,
helping.
Dumas, what kind of information are we trying to get? Are we getting information about Flint, or are we getting information about the lion?
The lion.
How he knows the line.
The information that Jason wants to get is that Dumas has been the lion's wheelman for years.
Okay, then I'll just persuade. I'll tell him that this is imperative. It has to do with my past. And I need to know what Tagali's interests are in assassinating Sir Shane, all these people.
Choke, buddy, choke.
Am I the only one sitting at this table that heard what he just said?
Yes.
Okay, here's
but
the
guy. I'm not
still trying to process it.
Two words. My past. Go ahead.
Aha.
Ready?
Yeah.
I helped!
Oh, I didn't.
With a six!
Three, six.
How many?
Five?
Yes.
Cheating elf.
They all go against mine, correct?
I'm sorry?
They all go against the gray as well.
Oh, yeah. Everything you roll is gray.
So my next question is, if I roll more, Burn of Fate, do I get more?
What more do you want?
What
more do you want?
Add in the fact that he was going to have Flint killed. Just throw it in there.
Or do you want me to add something in more if you get one?
Yeah, I have it. No, I like the elven tattoo.
So do I.
Doesn't mean I'm
quit
not
your own elven tattoos.
What makes you think I don't have
them? TMI.
Yeah, I also want to know that Flint also knew about it and didn't stop it.
Okay, and...
Oh, I thought that was assumed.
No, no, it wasn't.
It so was, Dumas was
He was going more for Dumas.
Being his handler.
Yeah.
Sort of, okay.
So you're rolling three more by burning one fate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
For that... No. One more effects would be that. I mean, he's already one above.
Oh, yeah.
I think two above would... I think Flint in on the deal. One more success.
Two more. Come on, yeah. Baby.
So you got one more than I said you needed to know that Flint was in on it?
Mm-hmm.
Eight total successes.
Flint authorized the whole thing. Wow.
Bum, bum, bum.
Let's scalp him. Take his
arm. If I don't, you, someone, take...
Oh, I've betrayed my captain. Oh.
Take it back to the ship.
If I don't, you take the body of the lion back to the ship.
It's a routine.
No matter what you do.
Yeah,
so many. Well, seven versus
five. Let's take them both back.
But he still needs it. No. Take him to Flint. Take
seven versus
body.
Five is a.
We keep.
Is a difficult.
Right. We keep Dumas. We keep Senzo.
His
we
seven
keep
dice
Ace.
Versus eight.
We take. Of course, we keep Senzo.
Is it difficult?
But we
is
keep,
it difficult?
We send. We send the lion out.
Seven.
This a messenger
seven.
To tell them, we know who you are. We know what you've been doing with the assassin. And if I'm not back in an hour, your son Mace, and he dies. Your son dies, and Dumas testifies against you.
You let me draw your ship out of the coast, out of the port, or else your son dies, and Dumas testifies against you.
Yes, we could do that.
Okay, but let's take the lion back to the ship first so we can copy his tattoos. And then we'll send him out.
Let's go back to the boat.
We just need to send something to let them know that
yeah,
we have
well,
him.
I agree.
Why don't we just shave a tattoo off?
No.
Let's send the whole body. Just give us some
guys,
time.
Whoa, whoa, wait
evidence.
A minute.
We need it as evidence.
Wait a minute.
Either skin him.
Let's skin him. Let's skin him.
Skin who? The lion.
The lion.
The lion.
No. Let's copy the tattoos
I want
first.
To skin him. No.
Yes.
Well, we can copy the tattoos. I'm going to skin him.
Copy him and then
so
you
I have a complete record of all of his assassinations.
Right here, right now?
No.
We'll get back to the ship and I'm
going to No, we're going to have to let we're going
oh,
to hang him and let the blood drain out and then we can
we will get some salt and we will put him in there and dry it out. We will cure
it. Tan
it. We will tan it. We will have a little lion skin.
We can make a rug.
Ooh, a lion rug.
A lion skin
that's
rug.
That's right.
That's
it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I want to wear his skin and dance around.
Okay, Jeff went to the creepy place. Jeff went to the creepy place.
Was still standing before the mirror. I would fork me.
Dr. Jenna's meds again. Who let that happen?
Now do you cut fork?
What is the plan?
Okay.
We drag Dumas and the body back to Madrada's ship.
And we take Mace. We take Mace, we take Dumas, and we take the body back to Madrada's ship.
I pull the party close.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure there's no one else near us.
Fit.
Just Dumas and Mace.
Who's watching Mace?
No, I mean once we get
Mace
back to the ship.
Okay.
Okay.
We need to lock them in the brig.
That's fine. Lock them in the brig.
Lock who?
Lock the dead
lock
body
in
there
who
in
the
too.
Brig?
That's fine.
Mace.
Mace.
We'll put it in the bag with the head of the Gorgon.
That's fine. I want the party near. And I don't want anybody else near us.
Okay.
I explained.
You want the Tarali spy there?
Let him talk!
Thank you!
Here's your bottle. Drink.
I explained to them that there is a treasure out there and that these two, Madrotter and Flint, knew each other. I explained to them everything that as players they already know.
Okay.
That it's imperative that we get the key from Flint. And there's one of two ways that we can get it. He can show us. He's probably not going to. Or we can take it. So, what's your opinions?
That I need to change beliefs.
There's no telling what's there.
We must get Senzio crowned.
We will get Senzio crowned.
No. No, this is not...
What else is out there?
But you are just interested in going out and pursuing your greed. We must get the boy to Renard and get him crowned.
Greed?
Get him crowned. First. After...
What bargaining chips are we going
to have? And Senzio off this island first. Once we get that done, then we go and get Senzio crowned, and then we can pursue whatever fairy tale of treasure you want to go after. But then again, you also have a year's worth of ore on the bottom of Madrada's ship waiting for you to do.
I got lots of irons in the fire, don't I?
You have ADD.
I was about to say, we need to get him some Ritalin.
Yes. I know a moss.
I have some Ritalin in my doctor's bag. I could give him some.
I was thinking the same.
Mercury pills, you said?
Mercury pills, yes. Arsenic. Yeah,
so we're on agreement. We're on agreement. Madrada and Senzio off the island first, then we'll worry about everything else. Right?
Why
do you want Madrada off the island?
I have my own reasons.
But why?
I got drug along, and I believe he's the only one I can trust as of right now.
I've been perfectly honest to you about what I want.
So what do you propose? How are you going to get Madrada off the island? I mean, throw that bargaining chip in with this everything else. Go bargain with the man.
That's what I've been trying to do.
But we're trying to decide what our chips are, what our stack is, and if we want to go all in.
We know all the information about Mace. I had originally made a deal with Dumas about Gorgon and the other dwarf. What's her name? Red Devil.
I don't think he ever got to that, did he?
That was early on, yeah. They had a brief conversation. Dumas told him to go make something happen.
Right. So now we have the head of the Gorgon. And I can at least go make some sort... But I'm only going to give as little as I need to get us off of the island. I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, here's everything. You don't want to do that. Only give as much as you need to get what you want. And that's what I want to do. But at this point, we know all this other stuff. Is the Mace thing known?
Mace, yeah. Yeah, I told them. I told them.
So we know about Mace. We know
Dumas doesn't.
Right.
And Mace doesn't know.
But we know.
He might know.
Dumas might know. It has not been established whether Mace does or does not know.
Okay.
No.
Because he saw you give the childbirth.
He saw me. Oh, well, yeah.
Dumas knows that the doctor gave birth to...
What?
Birthed.
Was there...
And you guys don't understand it hurt like hell. It's the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
That is dedication.
Nothing has been established that Dumas knows who, currently, 14-odd years later,
but I think last week you even said that he looks a lot like him. And so, I mean, it's a reasonable perception check.
Right, yeah.
But he hasn't rolled yet.
Let's do this. Let me go out to Flint's ship. My utmost concern is that I have this map, and if I go on the ship with the map, then essentially Flint's in possession of the map at that point, and our bargaining chip is lost. And I've got to think of a place where it is going to be safe.
Where did you get map from?
Madrar.
Why don't you give it back to him while you're on the boat?
Because he let it ride.
Yeah.
Because he made the roll to get it in the first place.
No, well,
now, are you showing everyone this map, or are you just talking about it?
I'm talking about it at this point.
Where's the map now?
It's in my possession.
See, me personally, I don't care if he goes to the boat with Flint, Flint, but somebody else needs to go out with the greedy mob.
Oh, no. I mean, I fully intend. I want somebody to go out with me. There's no question about that.
I'm sure you can talk Mason to go.
I would take it. Mace. I would take it, and I would go this
Well, hold on now. Wait a second.
No, I'm talking now. I have a ticket, and I will go talk to Red Devil, and I will get it out to sea, and I will run. We will find
it. I don't want it with the Red Devil.
Fine. She will not know I have it.
It's a dwarven treasure. Didn't you just hear about the dwarven hammer of great power?
But she will not know I have it.
Have what?
It doesn't matter. Because
he wants to take
the only safe
place. He wants to take the map to the Red Devil.
Okay. We're going to have to. The Red Devil's probably going to be given up.
No, she's not going to be given up necessarily.
Okay.
Why do we have to give her up? We have Dumas, we have Mace, we have the lion that implicates Flint.
Okay.
The game has changed. We have the leverage. He has nothing.
Okay, well then let's start. At least stay on the ship with it. For the time being until I can get back. If you have it, you have the Madrotter, you have everything here. Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go out and see Flint.
Very well.
For what purpose?
To get us out of here, to get a safe passage out of this island.
Okay, so you're going to go out to Flint, and you're going to tell him that we
No,
have...
here's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to show him the Gorgon Head and say, you wanted three things. He wanted Madrotter, the Gorgon Head, and the Red Devil.
If you want to negotiate with him, you take the head. If you want to have the position of power and force our way out of here, don't start with, we have the head, let's negotiate. Start with... We can prove you're involved in all these crimes. You're letting us go, or we're going to see you hang. Let's not mix the message. One or the other. Let's negotiate, or
see,
let's shove it down his throat.
Move on. You just throw it to his feet. Keep it. This is what we have on you.
Well, let's do this. I'll go out there. I'll take the head. And I will also keep the information that we've gleaned from Dumas as the backup to that. That way we can eliminate Madrotter and the Red Devil from all of this.
Yes, because Madrotter does not want the Red Devil implicated.
Well,
he does not want to give her up.
What's up?
Madrotter doesn't want the Red Devil being
No.
given up?
No. He did not want to give her
he
up.
He doesn't want anybody.
Well, what I'm saying is given up or doesn't care for. I mean, doesn't care what happens to her.
No.
He just doesn't want to use her as leverage.
Madrotter holds to the code and would not give up another captain for his own gain.
Yeah.
Now, if they come to blows over some other reason, that would be its own thing, but turning her over to get his freedom from a port isn't in his plan.
He wouldn't agree with what I'm doing, but I don't care. As long
that's
as
why
I'm
he's not part of this conversation.
Right.
That's right. And that's... I don't care about his wishes to that point, but go ahead.
My point is to get all of us off of this island and go to Renaud next to get Cinzio off this island and to Renaud. That is my number one goal.
So you want to go to visit with Flint?
I'm going to go visit with Flint to get us off.
Can I roll you out there? Because I've been paid to row somebody out to this freaking Admiral's ship.
Who's the somebody?
The Dumas. It doesn't really matter at this point.
It kind of does.
Dumas. Do you leave your sword?
I've been... Actually, I was never told.
It's
us. I'll hold it.
Absolutely not.
You're right.
See, what if it takes the only proof that Sanzio is the king of Renard Bissou? What if they take it?
Yeah, who's to guarantee that... I mean, he wants the sword so bad he can't see straight.
Well, I want to give it to the boy where it is in his proper hands. If the boy throws it down the tube, that is the boy's decision.
Let Talitha hold it. Where do you go?
Did you just hear what he said?
He's looking at Asensio's best interest.
No, he's not. He just said if Asensio decides to go and piss it away, then he can.
He will not. I will be here.
No, did you just hear what he said?
It is the boy's property. Give it to the boy.
It is not the boy's property.
See, this is why we don't want you going
Show me the proof.
How many times do you have to be paid for this sword?
It's an elf... Legend. It is his property. It's the only thing that he is considered to be an elf.
I want
to
persuade
traitor.
I want to persuade him.
You're a traitor.
I want to.
You brought it upon yourself.
You're a
How
traitor.
How many bridges do you
your
burn?
Kind.
Or
you're a traitor to your kind. I can't believe that you would even say that. No wonder they kicked you out.
How many bridges do you need to burn?
Burn?
I mean,
why
not,
do I have to burn anything?
It's not like
you're burning them all to begin with.
We're family here, and you're turning on us like
family.
You want to stab me in the back?
Family.
Okay, hold that thought.
What's up,
doctor?
Doctor, doctor, doctor.
Listen, I do not care about your little elf spat. If you're going to, into the lion's den, no pun intended, you should leave the sword and the map here. We have fought too hard to have the sword, and we have fought too hard to get this information for you to get over there and us to lose our leverage. What if he wants to trade the sword for his boy so that Senzio can become king? What if he knows?
Or better yet, what if he says, he'll pay you for it?
You must go over there with just the information, and if you do not come back within an hour or 2 hours, we will kill Dumas, or we will cut off his son's hand or something. Do not take this sword. Do not take the map. Leave them here. Go convince this man.
Good day. I said good day. And I said good day.
I'll acquiesce to the map. You're not taking the sword. I've worked too hard for this sword to get it.
Then there is no point
have
in getting
it
the boy
stolen.
Off the island.
Can we roll?
I didn't have to steal it.
Yes, I'm about to
absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's roll.
Let's do that. So,
who's going? Who's facing off against who?
Absolutely.
Do
is that the last one?
No,
you
didn't.
Yeah,
I'll go against him.
Well, no, you're all going against.
Well,
him.
Well, it was my idea. I wanted to leave the sword.
Right.
So, I
want to
go.
Okay, so you want me to leave the sword, the map? You want me to leave my clothes too?
You've already agreed to leave the map.
You can wear Dumas's.
There we go.
Might be a little small for you.
No, probably. He's an elf. Maybe a little
taller.
Short, but
yeah.
Not.
It looks like I have high waters on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Straight up?
Who versus who here? What?
Well, it seems pretty much like the dwarf with help against the Finn. With help if someone's on his side. I don't see much room for compromise on this one. If you all do, we can go deeper, but it seems pretty much either you take the sword or you don't take the sword.
No, I'm taking the sword. That's that. The only compromise that I'm willing to give is I'll leave the map because it makes sense. I don't think I should take the map onto a ship. My number one thing is that I'm the sword stays with me.
So in other words,
so, hold on.
We've already decided. You,
so, Todd,
mm-hmm.
Finn is going to walk out of here with the sword no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then Finn stops talking to you all and walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation on. Finn shuts up and walks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not engaging the system.
Mm-mm.
The talk is to an impasse. They're ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to walk away.
I'm walking away. The sword stays with me.
Okay.
I mean, I've given all of the circumstances under which the sword will come out of my hands. And it has.
I thought the circumstance was you getting paid by
Joe
the Gorgon, and you were paid by the Gorgon.
And I also made a deal with the Gorgon that if the Gorgon died, it goes back to me.
Unless the Gorgon gave it to
somebody else. Unless the Gorgon gave it to somebody else, at which
Gorgon
point he had not. The Gorgon
did
died.
The Gorgon say he was given to the boy?
No.
I'm not concerned about his details.
Right, neither am I.
Okay. He can walk away if he wants. I mean, if he's not gonna argue with us, he turns around and just walks away, then it depends on, okay, so you're just going to turn around and leave and go hop in a dinghy and row out to talk to Flint, and he'll probably go with you. And
yeah.
I don't know if anybody else is going too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go talk with him and I'll grab the head because that was my initial bargaining point to begin with.
But basically, there's going to be no more discussion as a character group. There's no more discussion about what to do because you're fed up with them trying to talk you out of the sword.
Right.
Since we're not going to roll dice, time
for
you to take off.
Okay.
I yell after him. Don't come back without the sword.
And why would I?
And see, the rest of my payment is in the dinghy.
So, who wants to help me transcribe the buddy?
Right now, his oars will be his next priority.
His what?
Your oar, the thing that's on the ship.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. He's only out for himself.
Clearly.
So I think somebody else needs to go with him.
My
besides
oar.
The drunk.
I'm thinking O-A-R.
Yeah.
I was like...
That's where I went first. That's where I went first too, but I caught up.
Go with it.
No, no, no. The mouthy elf is not getting on his boat.
Hold on, hold on. He stormed off. Did you run after him?
I'll go after him, yeah.
Okay, so then you can't really be
part of that. Okay, I won't be part of that.
Okay.
I'll hit him after he tries to get in the boat. Can I do that?
Rolling, jump on the boat.
So he's going to go into the dinghy, too?
You're going
to
go check.
Briggs, what are you doing? Are you... Do you want to... Briggs wants to talk to Dumas. Are you going to do that now, or...
When you get back next week?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get back so I can hear.
Okay. Are you going to do anything now?
I thought we were taking this body back to the boat.
We're back at the boat.
We're back at the boat. We've been at the boat.
You are back at the ship.
Do some drawings of the tattoos, then.
Okay, so you guys are going to go down and do the drawings of the tattoos?
Can you write?
Can I?
That would be art-wise.
That's right.
I don't write.
If you know the language,
yeah, illuminations.
Right.
Writing is copying. Read it. I just did. Writing is a copying skill.
Yeah. Weird. I'm on script.
Joe Ferguson says he's going to do some etchings. So if he takes the body down, let me know when he is ready. I will come down and skin him.
That's going to be a fight between you and Briggs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it might be. Okay.
Oh, it definitely is.
Well, we'll go ahead and get, and we could deal with that in a moment.
Can you write?
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I can do illuminations. I've got root dwarven rune script, but I think I can just maybe read the runes. I don't know.
Well, that's dwarven language.
Yeah.
You can read and write dwarven language all day long.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like.
Right. I mean, it's comparable to... The elves have the same thing, but it's comparable to...
Okay,
the dwarves and the elves are comparable to Chinese and Japanese.
Okay.
They can read their languages, but you know, you give them English and they go,
chicken scratch. Yeah. Okay. So you're going with them?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
Well, he's chasing. He's going to the dinghy with you guys.
He's following us, is what he's saying. Is that right? I mean, is that what?
And you're copying the script.
Yeah, I'll copy the tattoos.
Okay.
What's Briggs doing?
I think he's helping me copy.
Briggs is with the body.
Briggs can interpret, essentially, can he?
I go get Senzio.
Not really.
Okay.
While they're busy below decks, and they're off the ship, I go get Senzio, and I take him to the Iron Maiden.
Red Devil.
The Red Devil ship.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're actually putting him in it.
Yeah, and I... To the screen.
The mermaid, if you want.
The Iron Mermaid.
No,
that's
just...
Right.
Well,
he did. He added the
he
iron.
He added iron, that's right.
Yes, I will take to the mermaids, the Iron Mermaid, whatever.
Right.
Hello.
You're early.
We are ready to depart.
Iron Maiden.
Now?
We will get on the ship, and I will say, I will be with you forever. I have one promise. He must get safely to Renard.
Done.
And even though you tried to throw her under the bus.
No, I just tried to let him know where she was. That's all right. What is my oath?
I know. Okay, and we'll end the session here.
Biggest church bills, man.
Bill, is this everything you hoped it would be tonight?
and just for Arthur, are we like leaving? Because it's a different
thing. Not yet.
Yes.
Okay, so I get the persona.
Right.
Okay.
Your character is no... As far as the next thing that happens to you, you're not in the Port of Lost Hope.
Okay. I may...
Whatever that is...
Well, I may talk about burning... Depending on where we're going to go with this, I may talk about burning somebody up on the other ship, maybe a disgruntled sailor or something, just to stay in the game.
We'll worry about that in a bit.
Ooh.
Right.
Awesome.
There's good reasons that we need the Red Devil. There can be.
Oh, and I take the map.
See?
Now that's.
He left the map with me.
I left the map.
You left the map with him?
Yeah, he gave it to me. And
okay.
I took it.
Maybe Flint needed the Red Devil because she has a component to
a clue to the map.
That wasn't set up.
Yeah. Someone would have to roll something to make that. Completely possible.
So you guys are all going.
So in other words, you're your belief on saving Madrugger.
Yeah.
Yes. And what does that get me?
Oathbreaker.
Oathbreaker. It gets me Moldbreaker. Persona.
Because
I'm tired of screwing around with this stuff. And Madrugger.
He's been fighting for Madrugger for a very long time.
From the beginning.
And actively. And he's been constantly going, I can't give up Madrugger.
Like tonight you did.
Broken. I'm just writing notes to make sure I know where everybody is. That's why I haven't started Artha yet.
On what page do we see?
71.
Okay.
You want to go through it, Bill? Or do you want to write first?
That's right. I was forgetting the doctor.
Yeah.
See, I was trying to figure out a way to stop chasing fate. Yeah, the only way to do it is to like pick an objective and go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 71. Beliefs, instincts, and traits. Let's start with Jeff.
That would have been easy. All right. Instincts and traits.
Beliefs, instincts.
Didn't come in. I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, they didn't come in.
Got Senzio away.
Right. I was
pick a persona.
I was looking at my instincts. Right. Persona for Senzio. I owe Madrugger life debt. We'll get to that one, I guess, in a minute. I think we talked about Oathbreaker. Mace is a cancer. I'm a relationship with Senzio. I will cure it. I'm still using him as a bargaining chip. And holding on to him.
Are you sure? Or, he's not with you.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I've cured that because I've taken Senzio away. Is that two persona?
That's two persona.
Nice. Yay. I've got all these persona and I won't have the character next game. I must sex Senzio and see him ascend the throne of Renan. So fate.
Fate. Cool. Okay.
So I got two persona. And one
fate. Do we have Joe?
Joe, you there?
I'm here.
You played a trait, the respectful of one's betters, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a fate. Didn't cast magic. You did pursue Tagal's interests in this whole mess. Didn't quite pan out the way your belief was originally written, but we got a whole bunch of new content for you, so that's a fate. And you didn't get the hell out of here. So, the way I look at it, unless you see something I missed, you get two fate for the night.
Fair enough.
Okay, Doug?
Use Demas as a bargaining chip to get Senzio out of Lost Hope. So, I guess that's...
You worked on it. You fought to keep him here.
Right.
You manacled him and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So, fate. Mace needs to go. Convince Senzio doesn't need him. It didn't come up. And you can talk your way out of any problem.
I'm thinking on that one. Did we get out? Did you get it? Did you change anything with talk? I know we did a lot of talking tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't. The only die I rolled was law-wise to convince Demas to reveal what he knows about the line. So
yeah, that'll qualify.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking. Yeah.
All right, so 2 feet.
Roy?
None of my beliefs came into play. I tried to play an instinct, but we didn't really go anywhere. Always switch employer. I was trying to maintain my contract with Leo, but that didn't go anywhere, really. Yeah. So, no, nothing.
Does a contract exist if the originating party ceases to exist?
It does if I'm trying to play it.
Okay.
Depends on the legality of the location, but yes, quite a lot of the time, yes. or the will of the GM.
Yeah, there you go.
Depending well, if you're talking
the player,
real,
yeah.
real world or game world, you know, there you go. Okay, Jason.
I will use Domas to find out who hired the lion.
Nice.
That's a persona.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you did.
The next one
used the body to do that, but still.
The only proof that sends you as the king, the sword I must get.
You fought for it, but you didn't get it. That's a fate.
And then the last one, I'll only do special quest for Baron Fell, protect my daughter from Flint.
You were definitely keeping Madrada in the mix, so yeah, take a fate for working on that as well.
And I don't think any of the instincts come into play.
Okay. Todd?
Arrange for passage from the island by meeting with the Admiralty.
Working on it. Fate.
Okay. I will ensure Senzio safe passage to Renaud.
Even though you've been circumvented, you were working on it. That's okay. A fate.
All right. And third is I will have the location of the secret island, or the map, essentially, from Madrada as a bargaining chip.
And that's a persona.
Okay.
Because you succeeded in talking him out of his valued possession.
Yeah, but he didn't have it at the end of the game. When does the persona point kick in?
No, his belief was to get it from Madrada. Hanging on to it would have been a different belief.
You need to leave this sword. You will get us in trouble.
Unfortunately, Todd wasn't willing to put that on the line.
Mm-hmm.
For you, that is.
He will never put it on the line. Keep
well,
a sword.
I will not
get
for
these,
something.
I will get these woman treasure.
Not for something meaningless.
I'll tell you what, the only instinct that came into play today is the one that I added, which is never to trust another elf.
It has to.
It was coming.
Well,
if you had made a roll,
good point.
That would have made your life difficult. Yeah.
I think you're right on it.
Yeah.
You weren't going to give up the sword to anyone.
Yeah, not just.
So
him.
Picking out just him,
that
wouldn't trigger that in this case.
What we got next?
Humor.
Or invoking a trait to anybody other than Joe.
No, we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, I thought we did.
Yeah, I thought
together.
We had traits and instincts. Yeah, I thought we were talking about it earlier. Does anybody have any?
I know he mentioned Joe, but I don't. Does anybody else?
Okay. No.
To make it. Well,
invoking a trait that sends a story in an unforeseen direction.
Well, yeah, I was trying to go through
those.
All three
okay.
of those all at right. once.
Yeah. Humor.
Ooh.
Oathbreaker. Well, as a belief.
Forgot to do with humor.
Changing the... I was saying traits. I thought we were talking
about... He has a trait.
Oh.
Oathbreaker.
Okay.
Or oath sworn. Using that to say, screw it, I'm taking sins when I'm getting out of here. As a trait. I've already been rewarded for it.
As far as turning your back on Madrada.
Right.
So,
No. Turning my back on Madrada... I don't have an oath of Madrada, so it's probably not. I have Oathbreaker, but I also have Oath Sworn as a dwarf, and so seeing Senzio to the ship to get him out of here to protect him.
Well, that is your oath. That wouldn't be the only Oath Sworn trait. That would be your oath to him.
Okay. Well, did I send the story in a weird direction by just taking Senzio and putting him on the ship and leaving?
But you were going with your... Your belief trumps the trait in that aspect.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just wondering because that is a trait, and I would argue that did.
Well,
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
What I would consider arguable, though, is your belief was I have a life debt to Madrada.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that was not your oath sworn oath, your fourth oath. I mean, your fourth belief. It was. Oath-ish, and you can have more oaths than just your fourth.
Sure, sure.
You can have your pick of the Moldbreaker persona.
I'd rather have the persona.
Or the trait from the trait.
I'll take the persona.
Okay, 75 fate or something.
I'm always
trying
to figure out how to get my traits involved and stuff, but I guess it's really not.
Had you made a deal with Flint?
Some traits don't quite work.
To protect Senzio in some way.
I know. Well, in my instincts, I've got to rewrite my instincts because they don't. To play an instinct that gets me into trouble.
Right. I mean, well, instincts serve two purposes. One of them is to safeguard you on things you always want to be able to do, and the other one is to get you into trouble.
Yeah.
And sometimes, quite often, they don't. They don't. One instinct won't fill both roles.
Yeah. And that's what I need. I need to rewrite my instincts to do.
Humor.
In character humor.
I don't think we had a game star for tonight, though.
Uskull did something.
Well, he did the little dance when he was in the other room when he was talking trash to the elf over here. But
I didn't do
that,
a dance. I just sort of snapped my fingers and pointed like, there you go. That is it, and walked out of the room. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like you guys decide. I'm not going to.
But that was a moment, so take one for that.
Fake.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I was so funny.
Okay. Right skill, right time.
I want this one. This one's mine.
Wow. Well, see, I know.
Hey, Jason.
What skill?
Hey, the assassin.
I just. If you want to give it to him, that's totally cool. But I don't think creating a wise should count as right skill, right time. It should be a skill you already have.
Why not? You're creating the skill at the right time to justify.
You can always create the right skill then. Always.
How do you know? You don't necessarily.
He doesn't have it. He's opening it.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, who would have thought, assassin wise, to do that?
Well, how about persuasion? Either way, I'm still taking.
Well, no, he can still get workhorse. He can still get.
Well, I know he can. I mean, we're not talking.
Don't argue against him. Argue for somebody else. Who gets it then?
I agree with him. I agree with Jeff on the letter of the law. That does not qualify under the letter of the rules.
But
that doesn't mean I'm not going to give it to him. But what else is on the table?
Persuasion. Talking trash to DeMoss to get him to rat out the other guy.
Yep.
That was a vital one.
Yeah, that's. I would. Talking.
Anyone else tonight?
Because I don't.
I don't think
dwarven antiquity.
Well, we didn't make a whole lot of rolls.
Well, that's the same
same
category.
Yours was a wise. Yours was a perception, right?
Mine was persuasion.
Persuasion.
Yeah. But I mean that really wasn't right skill at the right time. That was a necessity.
I'm
Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, I think Jason.
I'm
inclined to agree. So that's a fate for you, sir. Now we move on to persona, embodiment, for really good and distinctive role play.
I want it.
Of course you do.
Just type.
I almost had him giving me that sword until you jumped in.
You did not have him.
I had him convinced.
That's not the way I even came close to
him. I almost had him convinced.
Which game were you playing?
Not even close.
I almost had him convinced.
And I think you jumped in after Talithel started.
No,
that.
I started that.
I don't know.
No, I started the whole, you need to leave the sword, and then he jumped in.
No.
And then this, because it turned into an, wait a minute, forget the whole, just remember, you can go back and listen to this. I said, you need to leave the sword, then you all fought, and then I turned to Bill and was like, holy crap, I started the, Bill was like, no, you need to let them finish.
No. You know what? If your little hairy dwarf got naked and rubbed up against
me,
there's no way
that
sword was
going. That's not what I'm talking about. They're saying that he started the whole.
No, you definitely started.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Real quick.
Making a statement doesn't give you embodiment.
What does everyone's persona count at this point in time?
One.
Mine's zero. I used all three tonight.
End of tonight, I'm at
27.
Four. And that's getting four. Three tonight.
I burn mine almost every day.
I try to use mine every time.
I burned mine the last couple of games. I didn't have. I think I was down to zero. Got one last week.
I burned mine well tonight.
Embodiment? Wow. I liked everything. I want to avoid persona glut, but I'm liking everything. Everyone was really on tonight.
Except you.
Oh, except me.
I mean, Ethan was there egging everything on for his goals.
I like Briggs. I like Briggs with, I want to clean the body. I mean,
yeah.
or I want to take care of the body. I mean, I know that's a trait, but that was also very... But and the fact that his character, that he was willing to step up for the failure and accept all that trash we're dumping on him.
So I'm going to say everyone take a fate point.
Fate or persona?
I mean, I'm sorry, persona. My bad.
Thank you.
For embodiment, because I thought tonight was really... I had a lot of fun tonight. Mm-hmm. So... That's kind of
an extra feat.
Persona.
Awesome.
Moldbreaker. Jeff.
I think. Didn't even get a chance to make a joke.
You go ahead.
Seriously,
make it
don't wind him up.
Workhorse.
Who do you think did all the work tonight?
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
Well, I thought Todd did. I don't know. I'd give Jason MVP. I'd give Todd workhorse. Because Todd did a lot of work getting things started, coming to us, and then once he met with us, he was involved in all that. And then going back, he was involved in all that. I think Todd's character was in every scene.
Well, that makes him the workhorse.
He did his roles. I'm still saying we got workhorse and MVP, all right? I'm saying Todd should probably get the workhorse, but I think Jason should get MVP.
I'm good with that.
Sure.
I mean, that's where we're going. I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to slight Jason here. I think he did a lot here.
Yeah. I would think the workhorse would be focusing on what the storyline was from last time this week, and then going instead. I think MVP should be the one that creates the next line for the next story.
Well,
which would be the other way around.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's
basically, I think we're all in agreement. You both get one persona.
Yeah.
Right. Is it persona or fate?
Persona.
Persona. Yeah.
We already did personal goals.
Yep. And that's the night.
Yep.
All right.
Night, everybody.
This was enjoyable. This session was fun. I am going to encourage Admiral Flint to sink that ship.
When the map goes.
He needs to find out about it.
Hey, guess what? There's more.
Well, time?
You know what? You got a real problem with that.
What?
We don't know
about
the ship.
One, it's a submarine. Mm-hmm. Two, three gray persuasion wants to see Senzio crown, too. At least he did.
Senzio gets the sword first.
Exactly.
But then again.
And then he can sink the ship.
Then again, if he should fall down dead, he should punch me in the face again. Who says I don't drop the sword in the ocean and say, let's go, Flint? I could be a mold breaker, too. Click.
Yeah.
You can. Oh, I can be
a dwarf.
I can be
you. See, here's
Click.
The thing. Here's the thing with mold breaker. You have to have a reason for doing it.
Yeah.
I beat the crap out of him several times.
Yeah, but you stopped. No. He became his best friend. Until the night. If you would hit him again, maybe mold breaker.
Well, mold breaker.
My brandy.
You actually have to play out the conflict.
Yeah.
In some shape or form. And Jeff did that over several weeks. He built up and even occasionally played the conflict of I have this exit here. I can just get in the sub and leave. Didn't play it often, but it was hinted at every now and then in his play. And now we got to this point where it's like, yeah, let's go. Where he said, okay, I've done all I can. Senzio, we're out of here. Moldbreaker.
Yeah, and you guys are a really good spot. You've got all this leverage. Got everything you
need. Attaboy.
Yes.
All right, next
but
week.
But now...
I've got a map.
But, yeah, but understand.
Just to protect myself.
Yeah, but what is it? As far as I know, you've taken Senzio, and you're going to kill him for all I know.
You get a point there.
You can make your character believe that.
Sure. Okay, guys, save it for next time.
Just from our point of view?
Say goodnight.
Sword, good night.
The sword is now.
Good night.
Now, there you go. Hope you enjoyed the episode. So please send us some feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU, which is also 502-4141-7666. And for legal reasons, I will remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011 Loot Crane.